Facebook, it might be time to face facts. You're kind of a publisher. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Molly Wood. This week, representatives from Google, Twitter, and Facebook all spoke at a congressional hearing about how they present news and opinions on their platform. The very next day, Mark Zuckerberg told the Recode podcast that Facebook shouldn't over-regulate speech on the site, even if it means allowing Holocaust deniers. So, how much should these companies be responsible for what gets posted online? Sounds like a good quality assurance topic, the segment where we take a deeper look at a big tech story. Mike Nunez is an editor at Mashable. In 2016, while he was at Gizmodo, he broke a story about Facebook's use of human curators to filter news. I asked him how much longer Facebook can walk the line between publisher and platform.
Yeah, and I don't think they'll be able to walk this line. I mean, clearly they haven't been able to, right? Like, everyone seems to be mad at Facebook. I think everyone but their investors are mad at Facebook right now. You know, they could embrace the idea that they're allowed to have an editorial process similar to companies like Disney or other family-friendly media conglomerates, or they can be a completely open, you know, Wild West type of place on the internet. Ultimately, what's happening is that Facebook is losing trust among its users. I mean, I think there are plenty of trends that are already showing that people are posting more ephemeral videos and moving toward Instagram. And I think that will become the primary social media platform for a lot of people. And then what that makes Facebook is ultimately just the world's largest distributor of news.
Although we should say Facebook still does fine in that scenario because they own Instagram.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, yeah, the company itself is not going anywhere. I think Facebook, the product, is definitely losing some of its allure because of these issues, you know, because, you know, everyone's grandparents and moms are on it, and all of them are angry about various news topics.
So then why doesn't Facebook want to be a publisher? Is there a legal distinction? Like, suddenly they would be subject to more rules? Like, I guess I'm just wondering why, you know, how this designation would potentially change the business.
Yeah, I think it's a great question. I think if they continue to be a tech company, they're at a greater risk for being regulated than if they were to admit that they're just a publisher and you know, just another media company. A lot of the rights granted by the First Amendment and a lot of the rights granted to other publishers would allow them to do whatever the heck they want. And currently, they're basically operating by these principles, right? You know, they do have the right to curate their platform because they're a private entity. And so they can make this walled garden look however they want it.
So let's go on this First Amendment ride, which got a little hairier. That ride got a little more twisty and turny this week.
Yeah.
When Mark Zuckerberg gave an interview and said that Holocaust deniers, for example, shouldn't be kicked off the platform because they might actually believe what they're saying, and that it's not necessarily Facebook's job to moderate their comments. Where does that fit on this continuum of kind of publisher versus platform?
Right. I think that it was an outright denial by my interpretation of this was that it was an outright denial by Mark Zuckerberg to embrace the fact that Facebook is a publisher and a news distributor. You know, he sees it as a place for conversation, right, not a place where people go to find the news. And I think that's a misrepresentation of the facts, because I think a large majority of Americans get their news from social media at this point, and specifically Facebook. I think for a long time, people felt like there were computers that were sorting through all of this content. And the truth is that humans, at every step of the process, are sorting through what you see and what you don't see on Facebook. They might not be directing it specifically to you, but in broad terms, they're allowing and disallowing various types of content. The second Mark Zuckerberg says that openly in public, he's going to become a huge target for conservatives. You know, people are going to say, "Of course, we knew this whole time that you had an editorial process and that you were trying to suppress our free speech." And so he's in a really hard place right now because he's bound to offend either party in this slow march toward admitting that there is a strong editorial curation process at Facebook. And, you know, I think what I would suggest, or what seems to make a lot of sense to me, is just creating an editorial board. You know, why not admit that you have curators? Why not admit that you have an editorial board and, you know, and name these people and make this part of the process, make this part of the reason why people would want to go to Facebook? There should be a vetting process when it comes to the news, and there should be people overseeing what content makes it on and what doesn't. I think that they just have to be more transparent about it.
Mike Nunez is an editor at Mashable. Further muddying the waters at Facebook, it is now commissioning exclusive news content for its Facebook Watch service with hand-picked news partners like Fox News and BuzzFeed. Sounds like publishing to me. Stephanie Hughes produces Marketplace Tech. Yves Tro is our senior producer. Sarah Bruguer is our engineer. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM. If you want to get smart about 5G or the cloud or Bitcoin, you know we have you covered on Marketplace Tech and the Make Me Smart podcast. Well, now you can also get smart with us on Alexa. Just say, Alexa, make me smart for a new daily explainer that helps you understand the world we live in now.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.